ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So today we will be discussing from 7th canto entitled The Science of God, chapter 10th. Prahlad Maharaj, the best among exalted devotees, verse 21st. Bhavanti Purushaha Loke Madbhakta त्वां अनुव्रता भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृक्। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, भवन्ति पुरुषलोके मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृग्। सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृग्। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृग्। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृ। प्लीज रिपीट। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृक्। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृक्। भवन्ति पुरुषलोके, मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता, भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृक्। माताजी, इसमें से कोई? भवन्ति पुरुषालोके मद्भक्ता स्वामनुव्रता भवान् मे खलु भक्तानां सर्वेषां प्रतिरूपदृग् वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग भवन्ति बिकम पुरुषः पर्सन्स लोके इन दिस वर्ल्ड मद्भक्ता माय प्योर डिवोटीज त्वाम यू अनुव्रता फॉलोइंग इन योर फुटस्टेप्स भवान यू मी माय खलु इंडीड भक्तानाम ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज सर्वेशम इन डिफरेंट मेलोस प्रतिरूपद्र टैंजिबल एग्जाम्पल ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की दोज हु फॉलो योर एग्जाम्पल विल नेचुरली बिकम माई प्योर डिवोटीज यू आर द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल ऑफ माई डिवोटी एंड अदर्स शुड फॉलो इन योर फुटस्टेप्स Please repeat translation in response. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee and others should follow in your footsteps. Parpat. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya quotes a verse from Skanda Puran. Rite tu tatvika devan naradadims tathaivacha prahradas uttama konu vishnu bhakta jagatraye. There are many devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead and they have been enumerated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto 3rd chapter 20th verse as follows. स्वयंभू नारद शंभु कुमारो कपिलो मनु प्रहलादो जनको भीष्मो बलीर वैया सखीर वयम ऑफ द 12 ऑथराइज्ड डिवोटीज लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड नारद लॉर्ड शिवा कपिला मनु एंड सो ऑन प्रहलाद महाराज इज अंडरस्टूड टू बी द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगनलिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमा ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all the devotees assembled here so that I can speak something worthwhile on Srimad Bhagavatam. So today's verse is 21st and the verse number 20 does not have a purport. So I'll just read out the verse and translation. Verse 20. Sarvatmana hi himsanti भूतग्रामेषु किंचन उच्चवाचेषु दैत्येन्द्र मद्भावा विगता स्पृह My dear Prahlad, king of the Daityas, because of being attached to my devotional service, my devotee does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. Today's verse 21st. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. So here in the Bhagavatam, we have a very beautiful story of Prahlad Maharaj. How Prahlad Maharaj was protected by Lord in the form of Narsingadev. And here, Prahlad Maharaj is being glorified by Lord himself. So in few verses before, we have seen that Prahlad Maharaj had great qualities which Lord himself spoke. Yesterday we saw those qualities, like he is always peaceful, you know, Prashanta. So Prashanta means never disturbed. In material world, there is every chance of getting disturbed when even with slightest material disturbances. But Prahlad Maharaj had epitome of all the difficulties in his life, about his life being in danger, he being prosecuted by many people, he being rejected by society. But he was indifferent to such difficulties in his life, and that's why he was never disturbed. And moreover, he was Samadarshi. So Samadarshi means seeing everyone with equal vision. Now in material world, everyone has a calculative vision. He sees a person in an exploitative mentality, or he will see whether this person will support my sense gratification. Generally people say that ye mera friend hai, he is my friend. Now their definition of friend is he helps me in my sense gratification. That is the definition of the friend in material world. Or they say that he is my enemy. He is my enemy means what? He doesn't support my sense gratification. That is the definition of enemy. So generally everyone behaves in a different way with friends and enemies. So generally people don't have equal vision. Now Prahlad Maharaj was Samadarshi, means that in all situations he was a well-wisher of them, whether they be friends or enemies. Like, you know, Shanda Amarka or his friends, he in all situations he saw that what best can be done. If he would have directly preached to Shanda Amarka, they would have never become devotees. Rather, they would have given a bigger list of complaints to Hiranyakashipu. So he, at his level, was preaching to his friends. He saw that the friends can become devotees, so he tried preaching to his friends. And even when Hiranyakashipu, his own father, was against all this, he saw what best can be done for Hiranyakashipu. And of course, Lord took in the form of Lord Narsingadev and killed Hiranyakashipu. But still, Prahlad Maharaj was not envious of Hiranyakashipu. He did not say, father hai to kya hua? No, good that you killed, because he was my enemy. Rather, he was compassionate, and when Lord instigated Prahlad Maharaj that you please ask some benediction. Lord actually likes to give benediction to devotees. That's why one of his name is Varad Raj. He likes to give benedictions to his devotees. So he asked Prahlad Maharaj, what do you want? And in exchange to that, Prahlad Maharaj again exhibited one of the qualities of pure devotee. There are 26 qualities, and all the qualities were present. You know, that is also one of the verse. All good qualities are present in Prahlad Maharaj. Now Prahlad Maharaj says that I don't want anything in the exchange of devotional service.
Because if we ask anything exchange of devotional service with something else, then it becomes mixed. He says, I am not a businessman, that I do some devotional service and get something out of it. Now when Lord was very much insistent that you should ask some benediction, you know, he was waiting, you know, ask some benediction. So Prahlad Maharaj is asking that please forgive my father and deliver him. You know, he was ignorant of the fact that he is not this body, he is soul. He was ignorant of all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj was asking that please forgive him. So there is a natural, you know, naturally in material world it would have been a different scenario. You know, father was trying to kill the son and son is telling that please deliver him. So such a rare example Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting. Even, you know, devotees, when other materialistic people, they try to disturb devotees, sometimes devotees feel ill of them. When put under such extreme situation, it is very natural that a person will feel ki achha hua mar gaya. Right? Achha hua mar gaya. But Prahlad Maharaj was not like that. He was the purest of all pure devotees. That's why here Lord is telling that bhavanti purusha loke madbhakta swam anuvrata. So Lord is telling that those who follow your example of exhibiting all these qualities, of not being disturbed, having an equal vision, they will naturally become my pure devotees. So here, Lord is giving system by which a person can become pure devotees. You know, Prahlad Maharaj was a Mahajana. Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Prabhupad ki. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is counted amongst Mahajanas. Now, Mahabharata, Vanaparva tells this verse. Of course, this verse is again copied by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena gata sapanta. So to understand religion and to follow religious life as it is, dharmasya tattvam, tattvam means to follow it as it is, what is needful according to time, place and circumstances, is a very secret science. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. You know, it is very secret and it is very difficult. Many people get confused as to what his dharma is, what one should do, what one should not do, how one should act, what should be his occupational duty. Generally, many even very intelligent person becomes bewildered. So even Arjuna, when he was at the battlefield, he was bewildered. Although he was very, very great devotee, he has been with Krishna for a long time. He has been in the line of very great kings, Rajarishis. Pandu, his great grandfather was Shantanu, and like that. So he had been trained very well in the course and conducts of Kshatriyas. What is devotional service? Everything he knew. But when the momentous hour of fighting with his own relatives came, he was bewildered. So dharma generally becomes difficult for people to understand and follow. So it says, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. And what should be done if we cannot understand dharma? How one will follow? So it says, mahajano yena gata samata. So one should follow the footsteps of great devotees, and that's how one can be saved from getting deviated in Krishna consciousness. So now, who are these Mahajans? It only says Mahajano yena gata sapanta. Now Mahajano means a person who is at the very high level of devotional service. We know there are three stages of a person in Krishna consciousness: Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. And Rupa Goswami describes about what are qualities of a devotee who is in Kanishta state, what are qualities are there for a person who is in Madhyam stage, and what are the qualities of a person who is in Uttama stage. Now even in the Uttama stage, Mahajano means someone who is in the still very higher position of Uttama stage. So here in the Bhagavatam, there is description of 12 Mahajanas. So in the Purport, of course Prabhupada quotes two verses. One is of Madhvacharya quoting from Skanda Puran. So the verse is, Ritetu Tattvikan Devan Naradinam Tathaivacha Prahaladas Uttamas Konu Vishnu Bhaktas Jagatraye. So this verse says that the one who knows about devotional service in Tattvataha are very rare. And amongst those very rare souls, Prahalada is Uttama. Prahalada Uttamas Konu Vishnu Bhakta Jagatraye. So in all the three planetary systems, Prahlad is best. So this is what the verse Madhvacharya quotes in this context. And Prabhupada writes from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 3rd chapter. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Bali Vaya Sakhir Vayam. So this is a context where Yamadutas are conversing with Yamaraj. Even Yamadutas, when they had a contradiction in their devotional execution or religious execution of punishing the sinful people and taking the sinful people to the hell, they were confronted by Vishnu Dutas when they tried to execute Ajamil. So these Yamadutas came back and inquired from Yamaraj as to what is the system. We saw that we were inhibited, and it seems that there is a higher principle than you. There is somebody superior to you as well. And that's when Yamaraj starts speaking, and he tells what is dharma and who is superior to me, and what are all the witnesses of a person's sinful activities, etc., etc. And then he speaks now about those 12 Mahajans whom one should try to follow in one's life. So he says, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Prahalado Janako Bhishmo Bali Vaya Sakhir Vayam. So here Swayambhu means Lord Brahma, one who is born of himself. So Lord Brahma was born on the navel of Lord Vishnu. Of course, he is directly the son of Lord Vishnu, not born out of any intercourse, but born just out of desire. Lord Vishnu, in the form of Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he just desired that let there be a secondary creator, and then there was Brahma. So what is the special quality of Brahma? Swayambhu Narada Shambhu. So Swayambhu means here Brahma. Here Brahma is, of course, Brahma and all the demigods, they always follow Lord Vishnu. Deva means, Prabhupada translates many times, Devas means who are followers of Lord Vishnu. And Asura means one who is not following Lord Vishnu. So of course, Brahma is chief of demigods, and whenever the demigods other than Brahma and Lord Shiva are endangered by the demons, they take shelter of Brahma and Lord Shiva. Now of course Lord Shiva is also one of the Mahajan. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu. So Brahma and Lord Shiva, they go to Lord Vishnu to take shelter and check from Lord Brahma as to what has to be done. And then Lord Vishnu reveals his plan to Brahma and Lord Shiva in their heart, and that's how the other demigods get to know about the situation, what Lord Vishnu wants them to do. So in that way, Lord Brahma is a very exalted devotee. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. So Narada, actually this whole pastime is also in turn narrated by Narada to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Narada is also a Mahajana, a great devotee. His previous life story and how he became devotee and what he does now is also explained in Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter. But we see Narada Muni has a special quality of not only just traveling in this material world, but also traveling to spiritual world sometimes and coming back and preaching. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving instructions to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in Dashashwamedh Ghat in Banaras, so he was telling about various incarnations, Avatara Tattva. So in those purports, when Srila Prabhupada was explaining, there is Shakti Avesh Avatar, one who is being infested by special potency by Supreme Lord. A living entity being specially infested by special potency is called as Shakti Avesh Avatar. So Narada Muni is being described as Bhakti Shakti. He has been specially infused by devotional service to the Lord. So anyone in general who comes in contact with Narada Muni also becomes a devotee. So the devotees have this quality of Chintamani, a touchstone type of personality. So if someone gets in touch with devotee, then he will also become a devotee. So we also see in our examples, in our day-to-day practical life preaching, how we became devotees is by coming in touch with some devotees. And when we preach also, we see that some people become devotees. So that's how that is the quality of pure devotees. So when Prabhupada also was preaching in West, none of them had any idea of who Krishna is, what is Bhagavad Gita, and what is Vedanta Sutras, and what is Bhagavatam. But just because Prabhupada stayed in America, that is in Los Angeles, New York, and various places, many devotees came out from that association. So Narada has that special quality. He preached to various kinds of devotees, and the example which Lord Narasimhadev is glorifying is also result of Narada Muni's preaching only, Prahlad Maharaj. So then there is Shambhu, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. So Lord Shiva is greatest of all devotees. When Bhagavatam ends, it says that amongst all the great literatures is Bhagavatam, amongst all the great rivers is Ganges, amongst all the great devotees of Lord Vishnu is Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is very, very compassionate personality. When we preach, when Madhyamadhikari's role of preaching, it says that one should be away, one should keep away from the envious people, and one should be very merciful to those who are innocent, and he should be very respectful for the great devotees of the Lord. But Lord Shiva, being really a very great devotee, he preaches to even those who are ghosts, those who are in ghostly bodies, hobgoblins, and a very, very unique category of people, species. So that's why Lord Shiva is also called as Asutosh. Can be very easily pleased, and those who worship him, they get even material benedictions. So then there are Kumaras. These four Kumaras were the first born sons to Brahma, and when they were instructed by Lord Brahma to help him in increasing the population of this world, they rejected. They said that this affair of increasing population and getting entangled in this material life is not actually the real goal of life, and they rather accepted the path of renunciation and being free from such entanglement. And they themselves had a benediction that they will not grow in the age unless they want. So they just decided to remain at the age of four or five years, and that's how they execute their devotional service. When we hear the planetary systems description given in 5th canto, there is a description of Bhumandala, Atala, Sutala, Vitala, Talatala, Rasatala, Patala, like that. And then below Patala is hellish planetary systems. And below the hellish planetary systems also, there is a place where Lord Anantadev, in the form of snake, resides. And he speaks Bhagavatam to these four Kumaras constantly. And these four Kumaras constantly hear Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Seva, they do. So Kumaras have this special advantage of hearing Bhagavatam always. And also, generally a small person, a small boy is not judgmental. When a person grows up, he starts calculating his sense gratification and then he becomes calculative. This person is good. Isko paisa dena chahiye, I should be helpful to him and all that thing. So, but generally a child is not so calculative. He is indifferent, even if somebody insults him. Tum kya kar rahe ho, tum nanga ho, and he smiles peacefully. So, that's why it is told that a devotee also should be like a child, should be indifferent to glorification and insults. In the material world, you know, there is every chance that a person will glorify, is glorified sometimes and being insulted sometimes. We in our life also have examples. When we go out for preaching, sometimes suddenly a person comes and says, Maharaj, you know, Pai Lagu, he touches his feet and he says, you know, he gives some donation voluntarily even without being asked. And he actually kind of worships you. You are the Guru, you are the Maharaj and all that thing. And at another time, people say that, you know, what you have done? You are just simply wasting your life. Tumko kuch karna nahi aata hai, isiliye Hare Krishna mein join kar diya, and all that thing. So, one should be indifferent to all this. You know, when somebody is glorified, it is very natural. He feels elated. Itna hi glorification, aur thoda, you know, do little more. Glorify me more. And when somebody is insulted, confronted, he immediately justifies. I am not wrong. It is because of this reason, X, Y, Z and all that. So children are not like that. Kumaras also followed this example, but with one exception. One exception they had was, when they were insulted by Jai Vijay, they cursed Jai Vijay. Of course, when we read the whole pastime in the third canto, we understand that it was arrangement of Lord for expanding his pastimes. So they were Kumaras, and then there is Kapila, who is also Shaktiyavesh Avatara. He enumerated Sankhya, he was son of Swayambhu Manu, whose father is also Mahajan. You know? When it says Kumaro Kapilo Manu, the Manu refers to the first Manu, which is Swayambhu Manu, who got married to Devahuti, and the son is Kapila. So Kapila enumerated Sankhya of pure devotional service, which is also presented in third canto, and that's how he is Mahajan. And Manu is also Mahajan because he followed the footsteps of his father, that is Brahma, like that. And Prahlada, that is in today's context, we have been discussing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. Janaka is father of Sita Devi, and when Krishna speaks about why one should perform his duties, even when somebody is at perfected stage of Krishna consciousness, he gives example of Janaka. Krishna speaks this in Bhagavad Gita. So generally, the duties of Varnashram Dharma or any duties a person is according to his social order is only till the time he is not completely Krishna conscious. When somebody dedicates his full life to Krishna consciousness and takes Krishna consciousness with full seriousness, he is relieved of all his indebtedness to his fathers, forefathers, sages, kings, demigods and whosoever it is possible. But still such a person will execute his duty just to teach others that you also have to do this. So Janak Maharaj was exemplary in that regard. And then comes Bhishma. Of course, Bhishma is a very important character in the Kurukshetra. So from one perspective, the battle of Kurukshetra, the reason is also Bhishma, because he took a great vow that he will never get married. If at all he would have been not taken that vow, or he would have absolved those vows after the departure of Shantanu, definitely Bhishma would have his sons, and there would have been no fratricidal issues between the descendants of Dhritarashtra and Pandu. We know that they were born of Vyasa from Ambika and Ambalika. And Bhishma had a very special role in battle, that even if, of course, his role was to prove that even if somebody is such a great soul as he himself, if he takes sides of adharma, he will also be vanquished. Now, to prove that example, Krishna chose Bhishma, who was again a pure devotee and also Mahajana. Bali, of course, Bali Maharaj is also past time comes in Bhagavatam. He surrendered everything when Krishna demanded. He was occupying all three planetary systems. He was evicting demigods from their posts, one after another. And when all the demigods were disturbed by such an attitude of Bali Maharaj, Krishna just appeared in the form of a Vamana, small dwarf boy. And then he asked for donation from Bali Maharaj. And he snatched away everything. He just promised, Bali Maharaj just promised that I will give you 3 footsteps of land. And he was very truthful to that vow. So similarly, a devotee should be ready to offer whatever Lord demands. So Bali Maharaj is example, and Vyasakhi here refers to Shukadev Goswami, who is speaking Bhagavatam for 7 continuous days. And of course, Parikshit Maharaj is also hearing for 7 continuous days. And then Vayam. This Vayam refers to Yamaraj himself, who is doing a thankless job of executing the punishment of sinful people. So this material world is an arrangement of the Lord where the conditioned soul can get chance to go back home, back to Godhead. But Krishna is not forceful, because love cannot be enforced. We cannot force a person that you have to love me and you don't have any other option. So those living entities who feel that we can live independently of Krishna, or we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, Krishna gives them this whole scope of 14 material planetary systems. He himself creates the Varnashram Dharma. He himself creates of transmigration of soul of from one body to another body, from one planetary system to another planetary system. Pious activities, impious activities, their results, reactions, etc. So here, Yamaraj is given task of punishing those who are sinful. So this task is again a very difficult task, to find out faults and to keep record of sinful activities of every person. So many people in this material world are committing sinful activities, and Yamaraj is keeping record. Such a in some one sense dirty job, keeping record of sinful people. But still, he is doing it to fit into the system of Lord, the service which Lord has given. So all these great devotees of Lord have this non-envious nature. Because if somebody is envious of someone, then he can never be engaged in devotional service. Because he is envious of some part of Krishna. If he is envious of some part of Krishna, he cannot genuinely love Krishna. Any advanced devotee has this quality, which Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastine Sunichaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. So he sees every living being as part and parcel of Krishna. That's how he never envies anyone. So of the six anarthas, enviousness manifests in various ways. But all these devotees, or even those who are trying to be devotees, should never be envious of a person. We should see that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, and even if we are getting sufferings, we should see that Krishna has arranged it in a way, and this person who is now in front of me and giving miseries is just an instrument of giving my own sufferings, which are the reactions of my sins in past life. So if we see in that way, we will not become envious and get disturbed in devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj, whenever he was tried to being prosecuted, he just remembered Krishna, and he had full faith that if Krishna protects me, I can never be killed. And if Krishna wants me to die, these people are just instruments who make me die. So he himself saw a special mercy of Lord within himself. When he was stabbed by knife, when he was thrown from top of hills, and when he was put in the house of snakes, he never reacted. He never reacted like, why are you doing this to me? And he neither stopped his devotional service. He did not say to his father, okay, now I will not be devotee, so please don't prosecute me. So in our life, whatever situation comes, we should be always seeing that how I can continue my devotional service. Whatever service, whatever situation in devotional service I have been, no matter what external difficulties come, one should continue his devotional service. You should not give up his service. You should not come back and say that, okay, now because my family situations are not cooperating, no, let me go out, take up something else and come back later when things are, fair. So we should not become fair weather devotee. When monsoon is good, when all circumstances are good, then only I'll perform devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj's example. In this verse it says, Sarvesham Prati Rupa Druk. Prati Rupa means very visible example. Druk means tangible. So Prahlad Maharaj's devotion was very tangible example of how one should be. So one should see these Mahajanas. So of course Bhagavatam speaks about 12 Mahajanas. That doesn't mean there is end of list. There are many great devotees in the line of our succession. We have 6 Goswamis. That's why we are also called as Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswamis. We have great acharyas like Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and his followers, and like that. So Mahajana's list doesn't end. We should see who are all the great devotees of the Lord, and by following their examples, like taking up case studies, what they did in such situation, and how one should practically execute devotional service, either in the form of deity worship, or speaking to the people, doing temple services, anything, whatever is there in the view of Krishna consciousness, or whatever our senior devotees or spiritual masters gives us, we should try to execute that. And by doing that, we also become follower Mahajan. There are Mahajanas whom we should be followed, and we should, when we follow them, we also become person who are following them. So this is the whole purport of this verse. Krishna is Narasingh Dev is telling that you have exhibited a very wonderful quality, and all those devotees of mine should follow your example, and by following your example they will also become my pure devotees. So with this I'll end my class. You know, we also should take an essence that we all try to follow the great devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement and try to elevate ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Anyone has any questions they can ask, or any comments they can please. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.